where you borrowed Catcher in the Rye and returned it creased. Your laughter echoes like the bell of the last orders. My heart is a tray of chips dropped in the November rain. So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, piling with the weight of my ethical superiority. You, a vigilant splendor, the school dinner queue, but with worse teeth. I slip you sonnets through the vents of your locker, but you use them to wrap your ham sandwiches. Your indifference hangs round my neck like this NHS spectacle frame, bent with longing. I bear your cruelty like a vegan button badge pinned to my lapel, provoking the butchers. So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, piling with the weight of my ethical superiority. You, a vision in splendor and leather footwear, I, the Oscar Wilde of the school dinner chew, but with worse teeth. And watch you eat sausage rolls with such casual cruelty, while I clutch my empty wholemeal bun, longing for crumbs. You blow like the heat lamp of a Weatherspoon's carvery. I am the vegetarian at the wedding again. So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, vision in splendor and leather footwear, I, the Oscar Wilde of the school dinner queue, but with worse teeth. I'm the Stephen Fry of the bike sheds, but shorter and sadder and banned from smoking. My tragedy unfolds by the science block, where you kiss boys, you read the sun without irony. This frayed cardigan, a corrosion rogue, had Lord Byron shopped at British home stores. This monument to dreams reflected in the butcher's window, a jester's final bow, in the car park of the abandoned little chef, the echoing silence of the lentils. So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, piling with the weight of my ethical superiority. You, a vision in splendor and leather footwear, I, the Oscar Wilde of the school dinner queue. So I'll twirl in the spa car park where the trolley boys jeer, and as the threads unravel, I realize this cardigan was always three sizes too large. It belonged to my deceased uncle, who smelled of damp biscuits and disappointment, and frankly, the moths have better taste than I.